All right. Hello, Internet. I'm going for it. I started this Anchor account. Is that what you'd call it? Signed up with Anchor, started a version of a podcast months and months ago. I guess it qualifies as years ago by now. I was all about production value. I was editing. I love editing video anyway, so I was using my video editor to edit the sound so that I was taking out all the parts where I'd start rambling or where I'd go, So I was trying to put together a real polished product, and I never stuck with it. So you know what? I'm just going for it. I also didn't know what I wanted to talk about for the longest time. I thought, do I want to tell stories? Do I want to talk about church stuff? Do I want to talk about geeky stuff? I don't know. So I ended up calling this podcast Final Freeform, geeky little pun there, but it is very freeform. I have no format. I have no rules. I don't know what I'll end up doing in the future, but this is episode one. I declare it now. This will be the final form of Final Freeform. It will continue. I will do this often, maybe weekly, maybe daily, probably not daily. So I am here with my squeaky chair, sipping my Coca-Cola, which you can probably hear. Blowing on the microphone accidentally. I don't care. Forget the production issues. I'm just going to talk. And if I actually get good at this, then we'll step it up. But on a serious note, the reason I'm here is I actually finally did find something worth talking about. Not like I was looking for something, so I shouldn't word it, find something. But something just smacked me in the face, and I was like, you know what? This is the kind of thing I can talk about, so I'm just going to talk about it. I did a little bit of preparation. I read the article that had my attention, and I looked up a single verse in the Bible that I want to use to talk about the article that I read. Excuse me, hiccups there. I'm not even going to edit that out. Not going to edit anything. I'm just going to talk. So that I will get it done and that I will make myself do these podcasts. And if anybody enjoys it, more hiccups. Sorry. If anybody enjoys it, if people actually start listening, we might get some production value out of it. But until then, I'm going to power through and you're going to suffer with me. All right, so let's check this out. I read a lot from the Daily Wire. You know, that's Ben Shapiro's newspaper. So if you're freaking out right now about Daily Wire or Ben Shapiro or any of the things I just said, okay, whatever. Don't listen to me. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, cool. Stick around. If your interest has now been piqued, excellent. Glad to hear it. You're probably going to like this podcast overall. But the headline is, quote, "Give unto Caesar," unquote. Alberta pastor jailed again after police helicopter finds secret church gathering. Officer quotes Jesus to justify arrest. And then the subheading is what the pastor said back to him, which he said the gathering of the church is not Caesar's, which is correct. So I'll go through this article and I'll talk about it. And I'll read some scripture that, I don't know, explains how I feel about this. So it says a Baptist pastor in Calgary, Alberta, was arrested a second time Monday after a police helicopter discovered where his church had been secretly gathering since authorities locked their building. They locked them down over COVID restrictions. They said, no, we're not going to stop. They forcefully removed them, literally locked their doors so they can't get in there. They went out in the woods and found a place to hide. Hid while they worshiped. They've been doing it for a while, apparently. Sorry, there's the squeaky chair I talked about. I'll fix that, too, if we actually, this thing takes off. What gets me about this, a helicopter. A police helicopter was flying around looking for people having church service. That is insane. The only thing that would make this more disturbing is if it happened just across the border in the U.S., which is where I'm from. But it's still insane. You're telling people they can't worship. They're like, nah, we're good. We'll go ahead and meet. We'll take the risk. and you get a helicopter to go find them. That is nuts. That is really intense. They're really serious about not letting people go to church. The article continues, Pastor Tim Stevens of Fairview Baptist Church also debated the legal and theological grounds of Alberta's public health orders with the arresting officer. See, so they don't even think the orders are proper. By the way, and we'll get to the part where this smart aleck said, render unto Caesar. We are in systems, especially in the United States. I'm not completely familiar with Canada, but you do vote on things in Canada. We are in a system where we are the government. We are legal participants in the government. We have a voice in the government. If you are some cynic and you're like, oh, what's our vote really matter? I don't care about that argument. We're not talking about that right now. Get over it. We are not under an emperor with unrestricted power. No matter what some politicians may think, we are part of the government. So even these preachers in the past who have made arguments that we shouldn't even be involved in politics, even if you want to get really, really hyper literal and serious and specific about where Paul and Peter in their letters, they talk about obey the government, which, by the way, notice they say obey the government because governments are there to maintain good conduct. Okay? They're talking about the obvious overarching statement that the government is there to keep you from doing murder and robbery and assault and sexual assault. And, you know, the government is there to stop these things. Okay. The government is there designed for good purposes. That's what they're talking about because they say that right after they say, do what the government tells you to do. So that aside though, let's just read back more of the article. According to exclusive footage of the incident recorded by Rebel News, officers showed up at Stevens' home to arrest him. A police helicopter was deployed, according to the news people, the video people. After first claiming in a press release that the illegal service had been held inside the locked church building, which, by the way, what's up with that? You track these people down in the woods. You tell them they can't worship, and then in your press release, you're like, oh, they were back in their building worshiping where we told them not to. It's just a lie. It's just wrong. Like, what? They're just so out to get them that they can't even, like, get the story straight before they tell the public. And so they had to backtrack on that and actually tell the truth about what happened. And this, and I actually didn't even know about this because I've tried to ignore the news for a while now. Not completely ignore the news, but ignore the more political elements of the news. They've been caught violating their own COVID-19 rules during a dinner at the Sky Palace on top of the federal building in Edmonton. And as this pastor says, it's incredible they can have their gathering in the Sky Palace and a pastor who gathers for church outside, he gets arrested. And I agree, that's insane. After tussling with the officer regarding the legality of Alberta's church lockdowns under the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, ironically named, I suppose, the officer then seemingly attempted to justify what he was doing by quoting the New Testament. And I'm going to skip down a little bit to where he quotes the render unto Caesar. Even God said, you know, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's, right? So we're not getting into this philosophical debate. To which Pastor Stevens said, and the gathering of the church is not Caesar's. Because hopefully, as you know, the other part of that is, and give unto God what is God's. He said, so this guy, Pastor Stevens, said, the gathering of the church is not Caesar's. That's why we're gathering. The article says, at length, Stevens was hauled away in a barred police car, taken to Calvary Remand Center, probably said that wrong, where he awaits his June 28th trial. More about Rebel News reporting, a few quotes about the situation, kind of offering some commentary. Some quotes taken from people involved about the whole situation. So, okay. First of all, render unto Caesar and to God what is God's. Jesus was talking about taxes, and he was saying this in response to a gotcha question. What the officials who were asking him about it wanted to hear, they wanted him to be like, no, you don't owe the government anything. You're a child of God. And they were going to use that to get him in trouble with the government. And knowing that, he did not say that, because obviously that's not how he feels. Apparently, governments are used by God. There's evidence for that in the Old Testament and the New Testament. So he didn't fall for that. Instead, he said, look, what belongs to Caesar? In fact, what he did, he showed a picture of a coin, because they're talking about taxes. Showed a coin, and on the coin is a picture. It's a picture of Caesar. It's an inscription that explains that it belongs to Caesar. So he said, whose picture? Whose inscription? Caesar's, right? So the coin is Caesar's. Well, give to Caesar what's his, but also give to God what is God's. And so in this context, worshiping together in a group is God's. That's not the government's right to tell you how to do that. So let me show you a verse that kind of illustrates where this line is. In the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 17, it says, I'm reading from the ESV, I believe. Is that what this one is? Yeah. Okay. Reading from the ESV version of the Bible. But the high priest rose up and all who were with him, that is the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, they arrested the apostles and put them in the public prison. All right. So the government rebelled, or I guess rebelled is not the word, but the government did not like what the apostles were doing. So they arrested them. So Acts chapter 5, verse 19, but during the night, an angel of the Lord, supernatural being in this context, pretty sure. During the night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out. So God himself, after these guys were arrested, was like, nope, you were arrested for preaching the word of God. You're come out of there and open the door. Verse 20 says, the angel said to them, go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. This life has a capital L in my version here. It's talking about the good news of the gospel, the eternal life, the water that doesn't run out, the I am the way, the truth, and the life, the words of life. Verse 21, and when they heard this, they entered the temple at daybreak and began to teach. That's where the verse ends. I will put it in context by saying, in defiance of the government. So I've heard some Christians who, you know, they are so worried about offending that they will take the sections of the letters where Paul and Peter say, obey the government. And they take it so far that they would not agree with this fellow. And I don't think they're correct. I think this guy, Mr. Stevens, is absolutely correct to defy the government. And I think it's both a matter of, in the context of the Bible, he has perfect right and authority to defy the government over this particular issue. And I think as a member of a free society, or what I hope aspires to be a free society, you don't get to make arbitrary rules like that, especially if the rulemakers are violating these rules, and then pick on the little guy because he doesn't have political power. So two elements to that. I think he's justified both through the contract with the government, the nature of our free societies, and he's justified by the word of God itself. He's doing what it seems God would prefer him to do. He's giving worship to God. He is not letting Caesar squash that. So I totally support this guy. I think it's a good thing that he's, it's a shame he had to get arrested. Apparently it freaked his kids out. A whole family sitting there crying when he got arrested, according to the article. And so I just want to talk about that for a few minutes. That's my opinion on it. That was weird. Random video I was watching earlier started playing. Yay, YouTube. Okay. Not even going to edit that out. Like I'm saying, totally raw. Just putting this out there. If anybody starts listening to it, then I might put a little more time and effort into it. But hopefully I can just knock this out 15 minutes at a time, get this stuff off my mind, make myself not go quite as crazy as I do, because I don't talk about a lot of this because I don't want to get into the arguing about it or anything. I just want to talk, and I don't mind hearing what other people have to say. I just don't want to be cut off and lose track of what I'm saying. So here I am. That's how I feel about it. That's what we talked about today. This has been episode one of the Final Freeform Podcast. I will stick with that title because I have now said it. I think it's a pretty good title anyway. I will continue to do this show because I've declared it. I am talking to myself more than you guys right now by saying, I'm going to do it this time. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to consistently make podcasts, and we're going to see if anybody starts listening to it. But if you liked anything I had to say today, check back in, because I'm going to talk a lot about Christianity. I'm going to talk a little bit about politics and news, and I'll probably talk about a lot of lighter and funner stuff also. Yes, I did not use funner in a terribly sincere manner. Please don't judge me. All right, that's it. See y'all next time.